I like that intro music. So I'm Joseph. Hi, everyone. I'm like 22 years old, and I studied philosophy when I was in college, and now I just have like no idea what's going on. It's like, I never really know like where I am, if I am. Like, I think that I am or something like that, but I'm never really sure. And it's just like a constant mind fuck. It's kind of tough at times. Like, and my girlfriend, she gets upset with me sometimes. She's like, how come you never hear what I'm saying to you? You never listen to me. And it's just really hard. It's like hard for me to explain it to her that I don't care what she has to say. So yeah. The one thing that you guys probably, or that probably stands out about me as I walk up on stage is that I'm a Vietnamese Jew. It's pretty obvious. So, it's kind of hard to deal with sometimes. Goddamn Muslims keep trying to blow up my rickshaw. And it's also kind of hard to deal with in that, you know, it's sort of, I guess it's not an ambiguous race thing. One of my friends actually didn't believe me when I told him I was a Vietnamese Jew, so I had to prove it to him. One day when he was walking home, I jumped out of the trees and ambushed his ass. It's probably Vietnamese. And then I took over the media, which is also Vietnamese. going along the lines of this whole ambiguous race thing. One time I was talking to my girlfriend about racism, and she told me that I don't know what it feels like to be a minority, apparently. And I guess what she was saying is that I can pass for white, like when I'm amongst white people, I seem white. Which makes a lot of sense, too, because when I was in elementary school, I always hung out with the white kids, and they treated me as their own, gave me a nickname, which was Big Nose Chinaman. They really thought I was white. They were pretty convinced. You know, one thing I hear a lot is that, like, all Asians look the same. And every time I hear that, I respond with, that's so crazy. No, but actually, I think there's some truth to that. Because I was at a wedding, one of my Vietnamese cousins got married, and I was hanging out with my relatives. Wanted to ask my uncle a question. I walk up to him and said, hey, Uncle Young. He said, hey, I'm Uncle Fung. I said, oh, but I thought that was Uncle Fung over there. And that guy's like, no, I'm Kung. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. And before I could even finish, Uncle Young jumps out of the trees and tackles my ass to the ground. And the enemy's ready, man. No joke. So I remember Valentine's Day this year. It was time to swap gifts with my girlfriend. And I think that I give really good gifts, but it's not always reciprocated. My girlfriend gave me this book, and for one thing, I hate reading, so that's just an awful book. I mean, an awful gift. But for another thing, this wasn't just any book. It's a book called Satisfaction, and it's all about, like, how to please your woman. And this is just, right? Exactly, it's just bullshit. I don't need a goddamn book to tell me how to please my girlfriend. I'm like the master pimp of all boyfriends, right? And it's especially fucked up when you consider what I gave her, which was lingerie along with a one-year gym membership. But you know, I had this book, and she's sitting there after she gives it to me, so I'm thinking, hey, you know, maybe if I like pretend to read it, I could get a blowjob or something, you know. So I start flipping through it, and there's these diagrams and descriptions. Stuff about like caring about her feelings, some shit about active listening. I don't know what that's about. And I keep going, and then there's this. It gets into like all the physical stuff. Keep stepping on this. Gets into all the physical stuff. And lo and behold, on page 71, there's the shocker. Now, do you guys know what the shocker is? Anybody? She's nodding her head. It's a sexual ritual based on an ancient biblical proverb, which goes something like this. Two in the pink, one in the stink. And if that makes any sense. And I decided to practice this thing on myself. And I learned two things. One is you need two holes for that to work. And another is clip your fingernails before you do it. But I think I'm out of time here, so thanks a lot, John.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take some aspirin. That's what it did.
No, the rest of your shit can't be left for me.
What's that? Yeah, I did, and then they didn't like it.
Right.
That's why I ended with
the crowd. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Crowd.
I do feel good.
Oh,
get it.
No, I swear to God, you've gotten the most.
Why should they dream up
here? Anybody that's been up tonight? You did great.
Thanks.
I wish I could do half as good.
No, you can, and you will.
So good.
Success.
Oh,